Всем намасте, котятки, это Backstage Crew подкаст, и сегодня у нас на связи Кёльн. И нашим гостем сегодня стал вокалист немецкой группы Neverland and Ashes. Guten Tag, Julius. Thanks for agreeing to be our guests.
Hey.
Let's start right away with interesting question. Tell me about Neverland and Ashes a little bit. Who owned the idea to create a band? Someone.
Yeah, the idea is from my best friend Milan. He started the band for 10 years ago and...
Wow.
Yes, and I came in the band 2 days later. Yes, in this time, the last 10 years, we had a lot of switch. The guys are playing with us. And yeah, between 4 years, we are a good team. Only 4 people and yeah
it's a good, we're
good. Yes, and when we say good, and yes, the idea is from Milan and from Kristen.
Okay, yes. Why is there not a single Wikipedia article or page about the band on the internet?
Wikipedia page you will write by yourself, or any people can write a page from Neverland Ashes, but not we. I can't write. We are Neverland Ashes, and we are so good. At German metal band. No. Yes. All the guys out there.
I found about your band in internet, but I can't.
To found a band.
Yeah.
Neverland and Ashes. You can Google it. But we have
not information.
No. In Russia, no. We have a homepage, we have Instagram, Facebook.
Instagram, yeah, I saw, but in also Wikipedia on just internet, no information. Okay, last year you did a lot of piano covers of favorite songs. Were there any thoughts to record a piano album, or do you just like playing the keys?
We record all our songs by Milan in the studio. And the last album has mixed by Mark Gertz from Caliban.
Mm-hmm.
And the new tracks we are mixed by ourselves, by Milan, because he's a great guy on the studio, and we are very happy with the sound. And we are recorded by Milan in the studio.
Okay, you're so like playing the keys, right?
Yes.
Yeah. You know English?
Yes.
Do all the band members know English or not?
Yes, of course.
Oh, yeah, not bad.
from Milan, Milan's mom lives in Hawaii, in the USA, and he's the best guy to speak English, and he write all our songs, our lyrics. Yes.
He write the lyrics?
Yes.
Oh, nice.
I just perform it.
Okay. And do you follow the music stage in other countries?
You mean on Spotify or YouTube?
Anywhere. Or,
yes, we can see it on Spotify where the people are hear us, and we have a great community in Russia. Yeah, it's a place 5 of the world, and USA, but the first. Yes.
Do you know any Russian artists or bands?
Russian bands?
Mm-hmm. Except Little Big.
Slaughter to Prevail.
Yeah,
it's from Russia, I think. Yeah, they're very good, very great. Yes.
Alex Terebal, привет тебе. That's
yeah, but I think Eskimo Corps is very, very big in Russia. Have a big fan base.
Yeah, right.
And we perform with Zushi from Eskimo Cowboy, and I think that's the time we have a fan
questions.
Base. Yes. Okay. Sorry.
No problem. How early did you get into music?
New music or into the music?
Into the music.
Oh, I was 3 years old and played drums.
Wow.
And yes, and at first I was the drummer with Neverland and Ashes for 5 years. And then I play guitar, and then I'm just a singer. Because, yeah.
You're like a multi-instrumentalist.
Yes. Okay. Music is my life, and I play a lot.
Yeah,
I play piano
too.
And yes, you play instruments?
Yeah, a little bit piano, a little bit guitar, a little bit drum, a little bit sing. But now I'm work on label, just label music. And
you don't have a band?
No.
Oh. Just for you.
Just work for with band. Minimum.
Okay.
A few people know that you're not a simple person. How did you get to know Sebastian Sushi? Tell me about it.
Sebastian is a good friend of mine. And
how old?
Yeah, we worked together for 4 years, and we have a good time. And then his girlfriend is very, very good with my wife, and yeah, we're a good team, and we are just good friends and make music together, and yeah, it's good.
Will there be more collaboration with him, or you planning just a tour?
Yeah, we have just one show in Cologne with Ghost Kid, and we are planned a tour last year, 3 weeks to tour as Germany, Austria, Switzerland, and yeah, but it's cancelled. Corona sucks. Yes, the whole tour was cancelled, and yes, now it's the one show in Cologne with Ghost Kid, and let's see what's coming.
Cologne, it's like
Cologne in Germany.
Yeah,
hometown.
In Russia, it sounds like Köln.
Yeah, Köln, it's German.
Köln,
and
Cologne.
Köln, yeah, and Cologne, it's international.
Ah, okay.
Köln, Kölsch, yeah.
By the way, what did you do for the Caliban video? Dystopia.
I work with Mirko. Mirko is a videographer from the video. He make all our videos from Neverland in Ashes, and he called me, can you help me with the Caliban video? Because I built the set for the Neverland in Ashes videos and all the ideas. And I think he's liked what I'm doing, and called me, and I said, okay, I can do it. And yes, and I built the band setup for the band performance. Mm-hmm. There's this black thing in the middle, and all the cables coming from. And yes, this is what I do. And for the storyline, the little things, but the makeup is all by Kami Zero. It's a good guy. Yes. I was a soldier with a gun.
Yeah, I know. I saw you in a title.
Yeah.
Du hast eine tolle Arbeit geleistet.
Dankeschön.
Unexpected question. What does your tattoo on your chest mean?
Here?
Yeah.
This is my first tattoo.
First
tattoo, because my heart is pumping in 3/4. Nothing as well as from Metallica. When I was 20, it was a very, very great song for me. And yes, this is this tattoo, and this is a Neverland in Ashes cover Human Experience. And yes, I have NIA on my feet for Neverland in Ashes.
How many tattoos do you have?
5.
A little bit, okay.
And you?
about 9 or 10.
Mm. Okay.
Something like that.
But no, never the Ashes tattoo.
Not that.
The next one.
Maybe. I can't deny, but I don't know.
A picture from me.
Look at this.
Yeah.
What does distinct features of life in Germany? Tell me about something.
The features from Sushi or?
No. You life in Germany, distinctive features.
I don't understand what you mean.
How much interest in life in Germany right now, for you? For
your
people. What?
You mean how many people go to the live shows or?
No, just what is life in Germany, in Köln? in Russia it's so hard.
Yeah.
About visa.
No, in Germany it's very, very big community. Very big metal community and yeah, Corona by side, every weekend we have a show here in Cologne. The big cities in Germany are every weekend is a metal show.
Your last single. What is the main message of the Riot track, and how is it perceived? In Russia, people don't like the direct propaganda of hint of the revolution in music. That's why I ask you this question.
Yes, the time for the track was a little bit crazy because we write the track before Corona's come. It's just nice. The small people like working people and the big people like the boss and says, you must do this, you must do this. And the track calls, the people can say no, no. But not Corona people, or it's not a political track, but we are write our lyrics very, very open, but everyone can hear in this track what he want. But the most people says, oh, it's a propaganda track, it's, but it isn't. It's right before Corona, and it's just that small people can start a fight to say, no, I don't have to do anything what you want.
What do you want to say with this track? What we need to do after listening the Riot?
I know what you mean, but it's very open. Everyone should decide for themselves. That's the Never in Ashes tracks. And the Never in Ashes lyrics are, I think, Cross My Heart too. It's a song a couple, one is dying. And I said, "Oh, I will stay behind you," but we don't say it, and it's just, hard to talk about. Yes, everyone can interpret themselves what we say, because very open lyrics.
After all, this is our decision. Okay. Why did you decide to release an album in 2020? The human experience, instrumental version at once.
Yes, it's a new time with Spotify. We can't print a CD, make a CD, and say this is our new album. Please go in the store and buy it. Anyone can stream it on Spotify. And the new time is we make music like a hip hop style that we will drop. Any single, one single, and 3 months later the next single and the next single, then all singles have the same start, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then when any single is dropped, we pack it in an album and drop it like an album, but for a little gift, we make some instrumentals. Two, then you have the whole album, and
rather someone immediately gives an instrumental version.
But I like the idea from the instrumental because they're so good without my vocals. Yes, it's a tip of me to hear that.
Okay, would you participate in collaboration with other musician? Have you been invited anywhere?
For the next feature?
Yeah.
Or yes, I write with Tim from Azad Dying. But he is he liked our new track is coming, but he's very busy he has two bands, and he told me it's not the good time to record a feature now. Yes. But I don't know what's coming. I write with Andy from Caliban or with Dennis from any given day, so sorry for any given day.
I love hearing music.
There are a lot of good musicians, and let's see what's going.
What about Russian bands?
No, not Russian bands. But why not? We are writing a song and then we hear the part and say, oh, that sounds good for this or this guy. And not who can make a feature with us. Oh, this guy. Okay, let's write a song for him or her.
Would you agree with the collaboration with the Russian artists?
Let me check. You mean to play a show together with Russian artists or?
Yeah.
Yes. Why not? Our plan is to come to Russia and play shows, and it would be a great honor to support a great Russian band. I don't think that we can play a headliner slot in Russia, but a support slot, it's opener or something. Yes, we would like to play.
Okay, what kind of music did you grow up on? Who inspired you? Do you listen more to modern music, for example, or rock metal of 70s, 80s?
I listen a lot of music, hip hop music, blues and reggae. But in the metal, I'm looking forward to Parkway Drive. We in Germany, Rammstein show, it's great as fuck. Yes, of course.
It's a little secret. I don't like Rammstein.
Oh, okay.
I'm so sorry.
Okay, then. Helene Fischer is a great artist in Germany.
I know so many bands from Germany, but I like more Umph, even Rammstein.
Yeah.
I like Neverland in Ashes. Like
wow,
Our
thank
Mirage.
You. Thank you very much.
I like Any Given Day, NSOK, Caliban, and so on.
Yeah, there are a lot of great metal bands in Germany.
Yeah, is that true? Tell me an unusual case from your life. Maybe some kind of extreme of very funny.
my private life or the band life?
Both.
Yeah. We're just normal guys. Wake up in the morning, make my kids ready for school, driving to school and go to work. And after that, we make music and there is a lot of to do beside the musician. We have to plan shows, to make some business things. And yes, it's more working things beside the music.
How many kids?
Because a band is a company. How many kids? Two.
Wow.
Yes, 10 and 7 years old.
Son and daughter? Or two sons?
Two sons.
I have a son too.
Yeah, it's very, very loud here.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, what can you wish our viewers? This podcast will be watched all over the world, but especially by Russian viewers.
Yeah, okay.
What can you wish?
And
over?
What can you wish? To the Russian people, okay, I wish you all the best. I wish stay healthy and I wish I will come with the band Neverland in Ashes will come to Russia and I will see you all on the show and drink a beer.
Drink a beer? Do you like a beer?
Drink a beer. Yeah, sure. Everyone like beer.
Nope. I like a soda.
Beer or gin tonic?
Maybe, but I prepare the beer to the cedar. That's all my question
okay. For
you.
Thank you very much.
Ich wünsche dir einen schönen Tag. I hope we will see you soon.
Same Danke gleichfalls. So yes, we will. Thank you very much. Stay healthy.
Okay, so we will see you soon. Thank you so much and I wish you a good day.
Thank you. You too.
Bye-bye. Ну что, с нами был Джулиус, вокалист Neverland in Ashes. Чекайте его группу во всех социальных сетях, слушайте фит Суши, смотрите видео Калибан, где он принял участие, и подписывайтесь на нас, не забывайте, впереди вас ждут интересные гости. Увидимся.